Hey, Houston, the drug is going in.
Roger, Ron, we got a couple questions for you about those, about the latch. Good old latch number 4 gave us a problem, I guess, huh? America, Houston.
America, go ahead.
Ron, can you take a look at the latch number 4, and is the hook back away from the ring approximately 1 inch as opposed to resting against the ring? America, Houston, did you copy my question?
Going back there, ground one.
Okay, I heard somebody going there, ground one that time, and
Roger, Ron. Got a couple questions on those that latch number 4. If you can answer it for me. America, Houston, we're back with you after some site changeover. How do you read?
Okay, loud and clear. How many, Bob?
Real good, Ron. On that number 4, last number 4, is the hook backed away from the ring about 1 inch as opposed to resting against the ring? Do you have about an inch clearance on that hook right now? Okay, I understand, about a half inch. And what position was the latch handle when the hook was first moved back, Ron? Was it kind of like in a normal stroke back, or was it just flopping back?
No, when I first looked at it, the latch handle was, the hook itself was over the ring when I first looked at it.
Roger, we understand that.
The hook was over the ring, and the latch handle was flush, you know, it looks just like a normal hooked docking latch, you know.
Roger, understand.
And Bob, this is Gina.
I can confirm it. It did not pull back easily because I checked it yesterday. I didn't check. I checked to see if the hooks were over, as well as where the handles would pull back. But I obviously didn't check to see whether that one was seated. But the handle was locked.
Yeah, that's right.
Glad you understand. The first thing you saw was the depression in the bungee. Is that firm?
Yeah, that's a firm. And the bungee is depressed about 3/8 to half an inch, you know.
Roger.
You can push the hook about an inch away from the ring, but the normal just resting position on the thing is about a finger's width or a half an inch from the ring.
Roger. In other words, the hook is loose, so it flops a little bit. You can move it back and forth. Is that firm?
Yeah, I can move it from about a half an inch to an inch from the edge of the ring, clearing the edge of the docking ring.
Roger. Ron, when you pulled the handle back, did you reach and pull the hook back with it, or did it come back with the handle at, like a normal pullback then?
No, it didn't. The hook did not come back with the handle. The hook did not come back with the handle. Although when I pulled the handle back to you know, which is kind of a normally uncocked position. And it wouldn't go any further, you know, it wouldn't go any farther. And then the latch itself, or the hook, the J-hook, or I'll call it the hook, I moved it off of the docking ring back to this position that was about an inch or a half an inch from the docking ring. And it stays right there now. And I can't push it back up to the docking ring at all. Can't push the hook back up to the docking ring at all.
Okay, we copy that. Okay, Ron, our plan here is to leave it like it is, and we're going to think about it tonight, and we'd like to just keep pressing on. Just leave it alone, okay?
Okay, sounds good. It'll clear the docking ring, no problem. Houston, America, while Ron's putting in the probe and getting the hatchback in, I'm going to go ahead and maneuver. How's that sound?
That's real fine, Gene.
This is Apollo Control at 42 hours, 27 minutes ground elapsed time. We're estimating a change of shift press conference in 15 minutes. 15 minutes at 6:15 central time in the small briefing room. Spacecraft communicator now is Bob Overmeyer. During this past checkout of the lunar module, we've had considerable difficulty in some of the communications configurations, or the way the down and links and up links were set up, and some bit of difficulty in sorting out just what the nature of the problem in one of the docking latches is. People will be examining this through the night and during the checkout of the limb tomorrow, or additional work in the limb, perhaps the thing can be sorted out. Apollo 17 presently at 143,562 nautical miles out from Earth, traveling at a velocity of 3,590 feet per second. At 4228 and standing by, this is Apollo Control.
Bob, are you all going to want Omni or high gain on this?
Stand by now. We're all locked up on the high gain. We just like you to leave it on high gain. The angles you see in the flight plan are in case it breaks lock. That's what you need for the, with this attitude.